bridge I ever crossed, the willingness that I had been to see you. Now you're old and losing touch, I couldn't tell as much from your eyes. Your eyes. Hold my hand this one last time, we'll tell them now we're all in line to be here. To be here. Fell in love
time it is right now when you're listening to this awesome little show. My name is Sin, and you're listening to Rock Your World, the coolest little podcast to ever exist. Well, I don't know. There's probably some that are better than this, but I love it anyway, and I love what I do here. Let's kind of get into this. I wasn't on last week, for a pretty good reason. I was trying to recruit some bands onto the show that, maybe get them on the show, get them interviewed, something like that. I don't know. I didn't really plan it out. The big one I wanted to get on the show were the Shins. James Mercer, of Shins fame, is probably the biggest thing to ever come out of Albuquerque. And of course, last Wednesday, the Shins were playing right here in Tucson. It was an awesome little show. And I know a lot of people really wanted to go see it and missed out or whatever. But it was definitely a great show. I got to meet James Mercer after the show. He wasn't interested at the time, said that he's just way too busy for anything, and he doesn't really like doing interviews or something like that. I don't know. Good news is I kept on scouting over the weekend, and hopefully, if I can keep in contact with a couple bands that I met, we'll have a new little thing in the next upcoming weeks. It would be kind of like a featured episode where one artist is featured in the episode. I interview with them, play some of their tracks. It could just be an all-out awesome experience. And we'll see what happens. I won't announce the artist yet because it's not official yet, and I don't want to like break anything, or I thought I'd break things, but I don't want to like break laws, or I don't know. To make it more of a surprise, you could say. The artist you heard to open up the show was a new one from us, or for the show. It's an artist called Dear Karma with her song Borrowed Time. And I've just noticed that so far this episode, my speaking hasn't been that great. Hopefully I improve and become a lot better towards the end of the show, because right now it's like kind of bad speaking. Like, my English is not right. It's not, my English is bad right now. For a number of reasons. One, as of today, I haven't really been speaking too much in English. I parle le français in my spare time and have to get ready for that class, which is kind of a pain. And two, I'm a little sick. You can kind of hear it in my voice that I've been sick. And I've talked about it in the past couple of weeks where I've just been like uncontrollably sick. Like, I'll wake up and just be bad. That's happened today. I didn't plan on doing a show tonight, but I'm doing it just for you guys because I love you all. Let's keep on keeping on. With an artist that we've had him on the show in the past, but this is like the first time in probably, maybe since like the first 10 episodes, I don't know. It was in one of the earlier episodes, but making his return to the show is Chad Barella with his song Travelin' Blues, and you're about to hear it right now on Rock Your World.
I'm done with this old life of working this 9 to 5. If things don't change quickly, I think I'll curl up and die. Now's my time for leaving, time's not on my side. Yeah, I'll just keep on driving. This is my goodbye. I've got nothing holding me down, no responsibilities. I think I'll go see the ocean side and run off to New York City. Nothing here in this lonely town, so I think it's time to go. Yeah, I'll just keep on driving where only God knows. I won't be leaving much behind. No wife, no kids, no home. Life leaves me guessing about this loneliness, why I'm always left alone. So many things that I wish I had a lady to call my own. Now I'll just keep on driving this long and lonesome road. Travel the world in the 7 seas till our hearts would lose their beats. If only she knew how I feel inside, if only she'd fall for me. Well, I'll just keep on driving with no company.
All right. Thank you, Chad. It's always nice to have some Albuquerque artists on the show. Always nice to change up the artists I played every once in a while. And I haven't really heard from Chad since like July, so great to have him on a couple months after. And I don't think I mentioned this, but Dear Karma is also an Albuquerque band. So, yeah, the kind of what I'm doing is a few Albuquerque bands here and a few Tucson bands here, and that's kind of the direction of the show tonight. Anyway, while we keep on doing this, I'd like to quickly tell you all about something that's really important. Well, it's not that important, but it's just freaking awesome. I've been trying lately to make up my own words, and make words that haven't happened yet popular and all that. And one of my friends thinks that I can't make a word popular. But this is where I need your help. You all 75 listeners of you out there can help me make this popular. And just to prove that one of my friends is wrong or something like that. I don't know. Prove that my word is better than theirs. My special word that I want you all to start using, and it's freaking awesome, is Slammo. Slammo is going to happen. It's the, if you ever watched like That 70s Show, you'll know that like Kelso's like favorite line was burn. Anyway, this is the new burn. It's using the same context, except instead of burn, it's just Slammo. So play around with it, use it, make it happen, because it would be awesome if Slammo actually became a thing, and I hope it does. We'll see, now that I'm getting Slammo out to the show. Yeah, Slammo's going to be a thing, I don't know. This is probably the most, like, this was probably, like, the worst way to introduce Slammo. Just, like, in between songs on a show. But Slammo is going to happen, guys. Slammo will happen. Just keep using Slammo. Anyway, we have another artist up next, of course. And you know him by the great Closed Eye Visuals. Yeah, I pretty much play him like every single week, and I think I've talked about this like every single week that I play him every single week. But yeah, he's one of the artists that he is always having stuff coming out, and it's great. Always great to have hear from him every once in a while. I never run out of stuff for the show as long as he's putting stuff out there. Well, there will be a time where I probably will run out of stuff. I don't know. But you can fix that by telling all of your musician friends about me, having them send their stuff to me, all sorts of stuff. As you know, I am on Facebook. You know the Rock Your World Facebook page. And you can follow me on Twitter as well. It's at RYW Podcast. Follow me. I'm going to start using that a lot more now, because I've rarely used it in the past for anything, but now I'm going to be using it to find bands, promote my show, say, hey, my show's up, and all that. So yeah, start following me on Twitter, like my stuff on Facebook, all that fun stuff. Anyway, like I was saying, Closed Eye Visuals is up next, with the song Veil Break, and it's going to be right here, right now, on Rock Your World. Thank you. Visuals, yeah, veil break, yeah. I really like that song, by the way, in case you haven't figured it out. Anyway, I was thinking about during, like, between my talking segments, like when I was actually listening to Veil Break, not many of my phrases that I've used on the show have, like, made it past the show. Like, or but that certain episode, like, episode, I think it was like episode 9 when I introduced the idea of my new DJ name, Sin, of course. It used to be DJSB. And actually, I don't know, I might go back to DJSB sometime soon, just because I miss being called DJSB. And it's like, I don't feel as awkward when I say I'm Sin. Because people have been in the past like, what? I'm like, I'm Sin. I don't know. Might go back to DJSB soon. Who knows? But in that episode, I introduced me, Sin, and the idea of all of my fans would be known as Sinners, which I thought was pretty cool for the time. Of course, that was a different time, and Sinners never came out of there, but that's just because they rarely use it. So here's what I'm going to do. So, my little sinners, you should make Sin happy by a couple things. One, sending me music so I could play and have more shows, like, every single week. I was thinking that if I do get more music, like, a lot of music, I could get to the point where I could, instead of just doing one show a week, I could be doing it twice a week, like Wednesdays and Sundays or something like that. And that'd be pretty cool. Instead of just having one show once a week, I have multiple shows. Yeah. That could happen. And the other thing you could help do for the show is start using Slammo. Just whenever you have an oh burn moment, just use Slammo instead. It's quicker than saying oh burn, and it also sounds a lot more awesome. And Slammo can happen if you all help me make it happen. My Slammosters. Oh well, no, that won't work. We're sticking to Sinners for the time being. Anyway, my little sinners, I'm going to start, like, using that, like, the entire, like, throughout the entire episode. That's all you'll hear me refer to you guys as. We have two more songs left in tonight's episode, both by brand new artists from Tucson. The first artist is one of the many projects of Logan Green. You might know Logan Green as the guy kind of behind Brutal Sunfest out here in Tucson. I know many of my Albuquerque friends came to Brutal Sunfest during spring break last year, while I went back to New Mexico, I didn't get to see anybody. It was very strange. Apparently, it was supposed to be really good last year. Hopefully, I can go to Brutal Sunfest 2013. This is Logan Green, the guy kind of behind it. I think he's behind it. Or at least, he admins the Facebook page for it. Here is Logan Green Electric, one of Logan Green's side projects, with the song Need You Tonight on Rock Your World.
Somebody, yeah, I need somebody nearly.
Wow. Just wow. Thank you, Logan Green. That song was amazing. Make sure to check out Logan Green Electric on Facebook, as well as some of Logan's other projects that he's currently working on. I think I checked and he has like at least like 3 or 4 bands or projects he's working with right now, which is very, very good. I always like to see artists who just don't stick to a single project and like to expand it into other projects, because it's really good to see how varied someone can be. I know that's the same way with David Geo, aka Close Eye Visuals. He has a bunch of different bands, all ranging in different genres. It's very cool to see. Although I personally, I'm kind of one of those guys that I would be comfortable with like one band to start off. I don't know if I would do a multiple thing. Of course, I have never been in multiple bands at the same time. I've actually never been in a band, period. I just make music on my own time, using my own guitar and my own like awful equipment. And I've been meaning to record for a while now, but I just never get around to it. So, and I've said this like numerous times, but keep looking out for like a, I almost said DJSB there, a Sin project in the upcoming future, which could be really cool. And I'd love to actually like start like recording more stuff. Cause right now I have like 3 recordings. None of them are that great. So if any of you artists out there have awesome recording studios, would you be interested in trading some recording time for some play time on my show? Of course, I'll play you no matter what. I do this out of the kindness of, I've said this numerous times, I do this out of the kindness of my heart. I don't expect anything from it. For me at least, I expect that for there to be artists that actually benefit from this. But I don't get paid. I make no money, which kind of sucks, seeing as I'm a college kid. And it also makes it harder to cover certain aspects of the show. Like, if I could get more artists, but I'd have to pay royalties, and I don't have that sort of money. Or getting better equipment, like getting a better microphone, which I'm currently in the process of doing. And a lot of other things, which I won't get into it right now because it's pointless and it's, I don't want to waste your time on the show. Anyway, let's see. I've been doing this show right now for 32 minutes. It's nothing like the show a couple weeks ago where I went on for like an hour and a half. Now, that was a good show. And hopefully I can do a show quite like that, similar to that, for my 6-month anniversary of the show, which is coming up in like less than 3 months now. It's amazing how fast time has gone by. I was just thinking the other day, when I was starting doing the show, it was like on a hot summer day back in Albuquerque when I was doing just absolutely nothing, and like the sun was going down like at like 9 o'clock at night, which I absolutely love. And now it's like at least Tucson's pretty warm. Back in Albuquerque right now, it's like 70 degrees right now, which is like, that's pretty cool, at least for me. I kind of like 70 degrees. That'd be nice right now. And sun's going down like closer to like 5:30-ish now, probably. It's just amazing that I've been dedicated this long to the show so far. Of course, I actually kind of have a purpose now. The old shows were just like, I'm going to play some stuff that I heard on the radio this week that I like. And, yeah, hopefully the artists don't sue me or something like that, which I won't get into that right now. And now it's more like, I actually just want to help the artists, help the music community, all that good stuff. So I guess that is my purpose of the show right now. I'm still doing the show. I really want to help the music community in some kind of way. And I guess this is a good way, you could say. I'm doing my best, trying my hardest, all that sort of stuff. Anyway, I say it's almost time to start wrapping it up. Thank you guys for listening to my show. It means a lot to me. I've noticed that my levels were a little high today, and I'm just noticing it right now that you probably heard my microphone max out and get all distortion-y a few times. Well, not just a few times, but a lot. Sorry for that. If I had a better microphone that I could actually control the levels in the microphone itself, you would get a lot better sounding episode, which hopefully that'll happen soon. I'm almost there to my goal to getting a new microphone. And that maybe next week you'll be hearing the sweet sounds of my voice on a brand new microphone. Maybe not. But hopefully so. It'd be really cool to have, or maybe in the next couple weeks. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, let's wrap this up with our last artist that we have, who is a new artist to the show, new band to the show called Scorned Embrace. They just, I've been in contact with them. They just finished up a 3-day tour in New Mexico, which is awesome. My hometown, or my home state. Playing in Gallup, Albuquerque, and Farmington. And I think the Farmington show, they opened up for August Burns Red, which would have been an absolutely amazing show, but I couldn't have made it because I'm stuck here in Tucson. And I've been talking to them. They've been sending me some music, some awesome tracks that I'm going to get to play for you tonight. One other thing that I probably should tell. You can actually, if you're in Tucson, and if you really like these guys, I really like them, they have one upcoming show, at the time at least, and that's going to be right here in Tucson, on October 18th, which I think is a Thursday, at The Rock. And The Rock, I love that venue. It's a cool little venue, plus it's right near campus. The University of Arizona campus, that is. So if you get a chance, go check them out. They're going to be opening up for In This Moment. So if you're a fan of In This Moment, or if you're a fan of Scorned Embrace, or either, if you just want to listen to some awesome music, go check them out. Let's wrap it up. Their song that I have for you for them that's going to close up tonight's show is called Destiny Broken. Anyway, before I play that, just thank you guys. It means a lot that you actually take the time to listen to my show, listen to me awkwardly talking to a microphone, and all that good stuff. I say that every week, but I really do mean it. It really means a lot. I never thought that I would get 75 listeners. I never thought that it would, like, push outside of Albuquerque, that there would be, a bigger crowd than that. But yeah, it's kind of getting bigger now. 75 fans. Just this past week, I got the first fan of the show who just randomly liked it without me forcing it down their throat or telling it about them through messages or whatever. So that's really good that somehow, through some weird way, people are finding my shows out there. And yeah, pretty much the only way for the show to grow is if there is some sort of promotion going on, or if you through word of mouth. It's very hard for podcasts to grow these days. In fact, most good podcasts have maybe a couple hundred fans tops. There are some really good podcasts that, of course, they're done on like really expensive equipment. They're syndicated across multiple networks and things. And they have a lot of listeners. But unfortunately, mine's just a little independent thing. No syndication, not a lot of money going into it, at the time at least. Maybe that'll change in the future. Maybe someone will be kind enough to donate some money to my show. I don't ask for donations, but they're always nice. It helps keeping the show alive, making it better. And I'm always trying to make it better. I always want to make a baller show for you to listen to every single week. And hopefully you thought this week was a baller show, and hopefully you start using Slammo at the very least, because Slammo is going to happen, guys. You know it. I was trying to think. I'm trying to figure out how I could use Slammo in relation to this show, but I don't know. I can't really use it because I can't really think of anything right at the top of my head. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Remember, there's a new show every Wednesday, so always check up on the blog, check up on Facebook, check up on Twitter. Facebook, just you probably got to there from to hear from there, so you know it's just Rocky World on Facebook. Twitter is at RYW Podcast, and blog, of course, is rywpodcast.blogspot.com. Thank you so much. Here is Scorn and Embrace with the song Destiny Broken. Thanks for listening. See you next week, guys. Yeah.
fade as my heart.